Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. Joining us today is Bob Crockett, CEO of Ecology Coatings. The company trades on the OTC bulletin board, ticker symbol ECOC, and the company develops clean tech nanotechnology-enabled UV curable coatings, which eliminates pollutants in manufacturing centers. Thanks for joining us today, Bob.
Hello, Juan.
Great. I'll start off by talking to us about the agreement with sheet coating development.
Sure. Well, last week we announced that we had a new development with a well-known manufacturer of 5-gallon steel containers, and this was a significant milestone for our new management team. It's a tremendous opportunity for Ecology because this has the opportunity to begin generating revenue this year. The agreement, it's a first commercial product commercialization agreement for Ecology, and this is a pilot program that will run for approximately 12 months. And after approval of the full product testing, this will convert into a production manufacturing line. This allows our customer to convert their facility into using the environmentally friendly ultraviolet coating specifically developed for superior adhesion to metal while providing the durability and scratch resistance required by their customer, the end user. According to our customer, Ecology Coatings was selected based on our innovative R&D capability and our ability of our technology to provide huge energy savings by eliminating ovens and gaining inherent manufacturing efficiencies. The efficiency savings estimated are as large as 80%. The cost-saved benefits and the improved performance of our products to the end user make RUV curable coatings sought-after alternative to traditional coatings in a large number of markets, from packaging to electrical, medical, and architectural, automotive, and products ranging from medical devices to paper labels. We currently have 7 U.S. patents, 5 pending, 22 international patents, and over 200 formulations. Our valuation was provided by an outside firm specializing in IP valuations and valued at more than $50 million. And we continue to expand our IP portfolio of clean tech coatings and are pursuing new license agreements and joint development programs with leaders in transportation, consumer goods, electronics, and the medical industry.
So, yeah, talk about some of the trends in the green tech market and how well-positioned the company is to capitalize on them.
Well, our opportunity and our challenge is that the coating industry has seen little technology change in 50 years, and we are positioned. We've positioned Ecology Coatings as the only company with unique formulations. We provide serious cost advantages, which is number one, and performance improvements not seen in other coatings. And our technology can reduce energy usage up to 70%. It greatly improves operating efficiency and the use of manufacturing floor space by 80%. We provide an environmentally friendly coating and, depending on the industry, a return on investment in 6 months. The time is right for Ecology. We are a clean tech company. Our product provides tremendous cost savings in energy and manufacturing efficiencies. We have a fast return on investment, and in many instances, the adopters of our technology can take advantage of the president's stimulus package and upgrade their facility to use low-cost, energy-efficient technology.
That's certainly very important to know. And so what differentiates your company from other players in your sector?
Well, to my knowledge, Juan, there's no other company with the strength of our patented technology or a coating product that can provide the advantages offered by our over 200-plus formulations. Today's coating technologies are time, energy, and space intensive. A great example is the powder coat technology, which is predominantly used to coat metals. A metal part is sprayed with environmentally unfriendly material. It's heated to 400 degrees for 30 minutes to cure the coating. Once it's cured, the part has to be cooled by so that you can handle it or reassemble it. This process requires extensive heating and cooling time, equipment, large manufacturing floor space, and it uses an enormous amount of energy. Our UV solution can replace their existing 150-foot oven with about a 15 to 20-foot bank of UV lights that can cure the part in seconds instead of 30 minutes that they use today. You can see that for high-volume manufacturers, eliminating these systems and the processes would result in enormous cost savings, and it has an added benefit of significantly less, if any, EPA reporting.
And are there any challenges that you foresee? And talk about some of your strategies for overcoming them.
Excuse me. The challenges are really getting manufacturers to replace existing ovens and the capital costs associated with doing so. Once they take a look at our coatings and they see the savings that they can realize, and combined with the government incentives to recapitalize for clean tech and for processes that use energy efficient technologies, they're seeing a return on investment, like I said, I think I said earlier, in less than 6 months in many of these cases. So the challenges first is to pass the product testing and convince them that this is the right way to go. Previously, it was a challenge as everybody was resistant to change. But right now, the factors that are driving the economy, driving the customers' needs to be incredibly competitive, are really forcing change. It's really a perfect time for for our technology.
Right, and perhaps you could walk us through your background and experience, Bob, as well as that of the new management team.
Sure. I joined the company about 7 months ago, and I bring about 20 years of experience in product commercialization. I came to ecology. I was looking for a market that had large opportunities that a breakthrough like this could improve. Our general counsel is brand new, Dan Iannotti. He joined the company 8 months ago, and he was the general counsel for three other publicly traded companies. And Dan provides extensive business and legal expertise. And we also have Kevin Stolz joined the company as controller over 2 years ago, and he's recently been named as the CFO. And both Dan and Kevin, they have a tremendous amount of business experience to go along with their specific duties. Sally Ramsey is the founder and the VP of product development. She's a true pioneer in the industry. She's the developer of the chemistry. And Tom Croteen is our chief operating officer. Tom has a PhD in metallurgy and material science and an extensive experience and a great reputation in the coatings industry. Tom's worked with companies such as Valspar and Sherwin-Williams.
And what specific objectives has the management team set, or milestones has the management set for the company over the next year?
Well, our primary objective is to commercialize the product. We're making the transition from R&D to commercialization, and our revenue, we're seeking revenue through the areas of R&D. Many people are considering us to be very innovative in the area of R&D, as problem solvers, also in the licensing of our technology and the revenue, the royalty revenue gain from when they move into actual production. And right now we have probably 20 different applications that we're pursuing, and with the hopes of having revenue gained by R&D and licensing in calendar year 2009.
And talk a little bit about the company's growth. Will you continue to grow organically, look for M&A activities, or will it be a combination of both?
Well, that's a good question, Juan. I'd say initially we're trying to we need to finalize the commercialization of several of these patents to create the footprint. And at the same time, we're trying to stay very opportunistic. We don't want to replace or add to the current capacity of coders out there. There's already a lot of people that have brick and mortar, have the relationships, they have the path to the end users, and we want to supplement, and we want to license them our technology to make them better. We don't want to add to the capacity that's already out there into the marketplace. All that really does is drive the cost down. And at the same time, though, there's opportunities where companies are available every day that if we look at it and it's an opportunity for us to speed our product to market, then it's possible we'll take advantage, and we would be in a partnership, and we would be in the manufacturing of the coatings themselves.
Certainly. And in terms of investors, Bob, do you think that investors understand the general direction that the company is headed in?
Yes, we've been working over the last 3-4 months to do a better job of communicating. We had our shareholder letter that went out at the end of January. We've recently had a web conference. That's one of the reasons why I was excited about doing this interview with you. I think initially people looked at us as an automotive-based company, I think being from the Detroit area. And a lot of metal coatings relate to the auto industry. And while the auto industry is still a target market for us, we have many applications that we're finding we're able to enhance the performance of difficult metals, like chrome, stainless steel, aluminum, with better adhesion and scratch resistance. We've got applications where our technology is enabling lightweight metals. Some of the new lightweight metals do not perform well when they subject them to the traditional process, which is putting them into a very high heat oven. The metal has a tendency to warp or distort. And when they use the lightweight metals and our technology and cured with a bank of lights, they're able to take weight and mass out of products, which the transportation industry is very excited about. That translates into tremendous energy savings. So we're working many of those opportunities, but the nearest term opportunities that we're excited about are the non-automotive applications. Applications for in the paper industry, where we use our barrier capabilities in waterproof. We have opportunities in it's a $4 billion industry in paper, and our barrier coatings enable low-cost paper to be used in very harsh applications. You know, for example, we're working with a large label manufacturer to solve a moisture and adhesion problem on food containers. And the test results are very encouraging, and we're currently working on an R&D and licensing agreement with them. The opportunity in labels we're very excited about. If you want to appreciate how giant of an opportunity it is, you can just look up and down the grocery aisle, and everything you see has a label. And it's virtually the single source of brand identity in the packaging industry. In many cases, they've gone to plastic labels so that the label can hold up under moisture and under customer usage, which is a very expensive option. Our technology provides the same waterproof capability and allows them to go back to very cost-effective and environmentally friendly paper.
Well, that was a very clear answer. And once again, joining us today, Bob Crockett, CEO of Ecology Coatings. The company trades on the OTC bulletin board. Ticker symbol is ECOC, currently trading at 40 cents a share. And before we conclude, Bob, what are some of the other key reasons why Ecology Coatings represents a good long-term investment opportunity to potential investors?
Well, the You know, the last 18 months have been, as I tried to illustrate, been a very transitional period for the company. We've developed these very strong patents, and now we're moving aggressively from that R&D stage, which is completed, to the commercialization. We're very excited about where we're at and the remainder of 2009, and we have many opportunities. We're currently working on 20 different opportunities in a variety of markets, from metals to paper to plastic to glass to electronics. We've seen a tremendous amount of excitement from our customers recently as they see how our products perform, and we see a lot of traction from people willing to change, or actually I would say they're more in a situation where they're forced to change based on the economic factors and the need to compete in a world that's getting tighter all the time. Right now, it's all the factors are aligned to force that change. I've seen there's a lot of pressure, tremendous pressure to reduce costs, the pressure to be competitive, to survive, and there's tremendous support from the government and the environmental agencies to reduce energy usage and the carbon footprint at the same time. All of these factors, very seldom do you see all the stars line up as they are for new technology. I think this is a perfect time to invest in clean tech and ecology coatings.
Well, we certainly do look forward to continuing to track the industry as well as the company's growth. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to update our investors today, Bob.
All right. Thank you, Juan. I appreciate the time to tell the story.